Sports.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Style and grace. I'm never gonna be done, lean on in. Now welcome to the kingdom.
The kingdom, where the kings bow down. They relinquish the crown. Y'all gon' hit me now. I just turn that around and make you
love me, love me, love me.
The kingdom, where the kings bow down.
And welcome everybody to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And I am not here alone. No. Like last week, I was solo. This week, I am once again joined by my regular tag team partner, the one and only Lindsay Ward.
I don't know if it's a good thing I'm back, but I'm back.
And you picked a good night to come back for Monday Night Raw.
I did. It was an epic night of wrestling.
It was an epic night of wrestling, and it opened up with the principal owner of one of the principal owners of WWE, Stephanie McMahon, coming to the ring, and she talked about how powerful women are still viewed as cold and ruthless, and well, she just like the fans. If you take away the money, and she's just like Everest. If you take away the money and the education, and well, she spoke about not knowing what to tell her children about what happened to their father, Triple H, last night. And well, there is no other choice. And well, she calls out Roman Reigns, and he comes to the ring. Well, you know, he comes to the ring, and well,
what are you looking at?
I'm getting messages on Skype. That's all.
Okay.
Hey, Canadian. Shh.
Hi, Tim.
Roman Reigns made his way to the ring. Reigns said he's a father and today's his daughter's birthday, so he said happy birthday. Stephanie asked Roman how he would feel if for his wife to look into his girl's eyes and explain the beating that he took. Stephanie told him he better have something sharp to say because she's ready to, you know, fire him. And if you're gonna fire me, please. At least he was polite about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie told Reigns to accept responsibility for his loss. And, you know, she called him a failure, a disgrace. And, well, said the entire McMahon family is a disgrace. That's not a good thing. And then we went to Slap City. Repeated slaps over and over. And a few of them looked like they left a mark or two or three.
Yeah, Steph went for blood, man. The claws were out. She was like, go.
Like, I think it was like 6 or 7 slaps.
Yeah, something like that.
And, well, she said she would fire Roman, but, well, someone told her not to, and that was Triple H. But there's someone coming to the building tonight that could fire him. Vince McMahon. So Vince McMahon is on his way to Monday Night Raw.
If Vince can't pop a rating, I don't know what will.
This is very, very true. Our opening contest of the evening was Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler. They had a good match.
They did. They had a phenomenally good match.
Until it became the Kevin Owens show. Kevin Owens came out to the ring, tossed Ziggler out of the ring, went after Dean Ambrose, so no contest.
And Kevin went for blood because, man, he was dropping Dean with pop-up power bombs left, right, and center.
He was. Laid him out with a pop-up power bomb. Then Ziggler fought back, and then he got power bombed onto Ambrose. Kevin Owens stood tall.
Kevin has a mad. The murder bear is upset.
Yeah. He was interviewed backstage by JoJo, who said he doesn't have to justify himself to her or anyone. And said it was only the beginning. He won't stop until he drives Ambrose insane and puts him in an institution and takes back what is his. And that is the Intercontinental Championship.
This gonna be good.
Yes, yes it will. A three-way feud of some sort, too. That's pretty good, because I think we get Owens and Ziggler on SmackDown.
Yeah, we do, which should be really good.
But with SmackDown, it's card subject to change. So we'll see if that goes down. Team Extreme ECW took a time and cut a promo. I thought it was good. I liked how they used older ECW footage in the promo. They intertwined some good stuff there. It felt really good, and they're in Philly, so they're going to take, you know, they're back in the home where they were created, and they're going to take the city to Extreme.
I like how they tied in the heritage of it. I like how it wasn't just Team ECW, which was kind of a joke, which is always kind of a joke, but they actually made it feel legit that, you know, it's we're in the place that we were born. This is our home. This is our pride, and we're going to kick ass in our city and fuck anyone who thinks we're not. I could drop it because it's ECW.
So now, all you got to do is Bo leave. Bo Dallas is on Raw.
Yay, Bo! I'm so happy to see him. And then, he got interrupted.
That's right, the man with the most famous strut in the world, sans Ric Flair, Vince McMahon made his way into the arena after coming out of his limo, told the men to get out of his ring, and, well, Bo was confused.
Yeah, Bo, just run. Just run.
And it took only a minute till, you know, Vince McMahon called himself God Almighty, and then
You could set that to an egg timer. I swear to God you can.
You really, really could. Vince then was looking for a chair to sit down because he was going to make Roman sweat a little bit. And the stagehand offered him a steel chair. He's like, screw that. Give me this one. A fancy one. So he took a seat, makes Roman sweat. They go to commercial.
It's Vince McMahon. You don't offer Vince McMahon a freaking steel chair.
No, you don't.
You just, dude, what are you thinking? He owns the company, for the love of Christ.
And you could tell Vince was very, very happy to be back on Raw.
Yeah. I think he really enjoys it.
He doesn't want to be on TV often, but when he's on TV, he's on TV.
He thrives on the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that he just loves the crowd and loves to be a part of the crowd and just in the action. And so for him, it's probably just a really, really awesome experience.
It had been over a year since he's been on TV.
And, you know, honestly, at this point, you've got Hunter and Stephanie established as the new authority figures, so you really don't need Vince popping up a lot.
No, you don't.
So it's like the sporadic appearances of Vince make it really special, where it's, oh crap, something's going to go down because, hey, look, there's Vince McMahon.
Yeah, Vince had the line, let the bastard sweat. And then he took out in the ring and told, you know, Roman to get into the ring, come down to the ring, and Roman found the entrance. He came through the stage for once.
You don't necessarily keep Vince McMahon waiting.
No. And Vince said he could tell Roman was intimidated, and that's okay. He has a certain presence about him that he just can't help.
When you're the genetic jackhammer.
Yeah, it just sort of happens. Vince said Reigns is standing in the ring, yet his son-in-law is back in Connecticut suffering. Vince told Roman that before he makes up his mind, he wants him to apologize. Roman's like, no. Vince said he knows what all this means to Reigns. He said Reigns wants it. He told him to get down on his knees and apologize. And Roman was having none of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Vince, but people in hell want ice water. That doesn't mean they're going to get it.
Yeah. Vince said there was a time where he would have beaten an apology out of Roman, and he asked Roman if he thought that was funny. You think I can't do it right now, right? Then Vince took off his jacket and undid his tie. I was like, all right, I'm going to go. And then Sheamus came out and go, no, Vince, no, don't do the thing, Vince. Just don't.
Yeah. Sheamus, good Sheamus, good corporate Shamrock, come out and stop your boss from doing something exceptionally stupid. Well, well done.
Well done. The fans chanted, "You look stupid," at Sheamus as they normally do.
And he had a good comeback for once. He was like, "Oh, well, you paid to see me, so who looks really stupid right now?"
Took him a few weeks. He got a good comeback in.
He finally got the good comeback. You know, he finally figured it out.
He said Vince could take him, but he wants the pleasure of beating an apology out of him for him. He won at Reigns tonight. Sheamus T's put in a ton on the line. The crowd popped for that. Vince said he supposed Reigns would like that. He asked the fans if they want it. And, well, you guys fail for it on every freaking time. It's unbelievable. Because there's no chance in hell that will happen. And then Roman's like, "Why not, old man? Why not?" And he's, he said Vince talked about having grapefruits, and apparently he's old and shriveled up and has now prunes. Time has passed him by, 70 years old. Vince didn't like that. He called him a son of a bitch, and then told him he has his match, and well, if Reigns doesn't become champion tonight, then he's fired.
Okay, so...
Hold on, before you go. Vince then offered a handshake, but then kicked Roman in the balls.
Yeah.
Now go.
So, I have a couple issues with this.
Okay.
Because it's, all right, well, excuse me, this is all set to fire Roman. Because Roman beat up Triple H. Like, legit beat him up. You know, hurt him. Hurt him in quotations. So it's, in any other job, you'd be fired and arrested. In WWE logic, you beat up your boss, you get a title shot.
It worked for Steve Austin.
It worked for Steve Austin. And then it's, you insult your boss's boss, and you get a title shot. It's like, what?
Work for Steve Austin.
Worked for Stan. You know what? Honestly, when Vince came out and he was giving Roman crap and Roman beat up Hunter last night, I was like, oh, they're doing the Austin thing with Hunter, with Roman.
A twist to it, yeah.
A twist to it, but yeah, it's basically the same kind of thing where Roman's like, F authority. F the authority.
And it's working.
It's working. He was over. He was getting cheered.
And that's a start. It's a start. Hopefully it keeps up next week. We'll get to that. So that was good. We then had Alberto Del Rio and Rusev versus Ryback and Jack Swagger, and no one cared.
Somebody won.
Del Rio and Rusev won with international super kicks. It's pretty much the end of that story. We had a Rose Bush segment. He talked about Flair being married a lot, Charlotte needing to catch up, and Tommy Dreamer needs to lose weight or something. I don't know.
He needs to get Rogaine.
Rogaine, that's what it was. we then had Neville and Tyler Breeze with the director, The Miz.
What the hell?
I don't know. We found out why, but Neville beat Breeze, by the way. Poor Breeze.
You had such a bright future.
He did. He won with the red arrow, but Miz was directing. It was just very, it took a lot away from the match. Backstage, Miz basically said he wants to help him grow, and then there was a line about shoving lightsabers up some arses and stuff like that.
Basically, Miz wants to make Neville a star like he made Daniel Bryan a star, but, you know, in return, Neville has to teach him his accent or how to do his accent because Miz wants to audition for James Bond, and, well, Neville told him, you know, you can stick your lightsaber up your arse.
Yeah, pretty much. Wyatt's talked about, you know, laying waste to the team at ECW in the city they were born, because tonight it was all about because we took it to the extreme rules. Dudley Boys, Tommy Dreamer, who apparently was supposed to be off TV but is now back on TV for one more night, and Rhino taking on Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan, and Braun Strowman in an Extreme Rules match. Holy crap, this was amazing.
Bray's promo, fantastic. The match, superb. Like, they just went out there and blew the roof off the building. It was mass chaos, mass pandemonium, bodies were flying everywhere. There was no flaming table.
No flaming table, no.
But they did pretty much everything else.
Yes, they did. Dreamer driver off the stage, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
On the Luke Harper, there was a spear through the barricade by Strowman to Dreamer that killed Dreamer. We had a 3D through a table. We had Sister Abigail's, and we had everything you could possibly think of, including the turtle splash for the victory.
Threw a table
on the Rhino.
Yes. Eric was so cute because it's like he got eliminated last night. He was the only member of the family that got him eliminated last night, which you feel really bad for him. And then tonight he gets his win where he does a turtle splash through the table. And he was all excited and they were all happy and they all hugged and it was so cute. It's like for a minute you forget that they're a cult and, you know, these murderous balls of fluff.
Yeah, they just murdered people for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and they just murdered, like, 4 people.
This was intense. This was awesome. This was a lot of fun.
This was match of the night.
Hands down.
I really kind of wish this was on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Well,
because this was way better than what they did on the pay-per-view, and they had a pretty good match on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. You could do more with weapons than you could do just with tables. Even though they used tables a lot in this one, too.
Well, you know, it was basically...
Everyone run everywhere, go through crowds, go through everywhere. It was a lot of fun.
Go through tables, go through chairs, go through kendo sticks, go through garbage cans.
Oh, there was one spot before Strowman drove to him through the barricade where he's just whacking Strowman with the kendo stick and it's like, nope, not gonna happen, nope, no, I, no, just go away.
Strowman's like, what is this fly that keeps, like, annoying me?
Pretty much, yeah. He's like, just go away. Just go away.
I put you through a wall now. Gook.
Pretty much. So that was a lot of fun. New Day was out. They talked about their power of positivity. Met the power of gravity. And they're still the tag team champions. And they called out the Usos. They weren't up to anything. They talked about respect with them. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. They offered a truce. And the Usos were like, are you serious? What's going on? And then Big E brought out the Lucha Dragons. And they talked more about respect and honor. And how amazing the match was. And the big move that Kalisto did. And, yeah, and then Kalisto brought up Woods throwing the trombone at the back. Woods apologized and we had handshakes and, you know, we had a bunch of respect. It felt like we were doing, you know, the Edge, Christian, Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys. Let's all have respect for one another.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until the New Day was the New Day and they
trolled everyone
and then started dancing and they celebrated and then the Usos and the Lucha Dragons returned and cleared the house of the New Day. Good stuff. Mm. It was good.
Good stuff, but New Day. Not nice.
No. No. We had Becky Lynch and Charlotte taking on Brie and Alicia Fox. The match ended with Ric Flair tripping Alicia Fox, and then Becky hit the disarmer, who did not see the trip, for the victory. This was a quick little match. They were running long at this point, so they were short on time.
Yeah, and it's a shame this got cut, but, well, they had other stuff they had to do.
Yes, they did. And that brings us to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, Sheamus and Roman Reigns. It was very slow to start. It took a while to get really into this match, but when you did, it got really interesting. Including Vince McMahon putting the referee in timeout. There was a Superman punch. Both men were bleeding at points in this match. Superman punch. 1-2, Vince pulls him out. Then out came Alberto Del Rio and Rusev, minus Wade Barrett, who apparently is a little bit injured, which is why he's not running out with his crew at this point. Those guys got taken out. At one point though, Rusev hit a kick onto, Sheamus. Or not on Sheamus, onto, Roman Reigns. So, all the shenanigans, Roman, then Superman punches Rusev, knocks him out, and then, hits another one on Sheamus, and then knocks out the chairman of the board, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, with a Superman punch. Sheamus goes for the bro kick. 1, 2, 3. No. Kick out there. Fans are getting excited. They're doing the yes chant. Sheamus sets up for the bro kick again. Spear. 1, 2, 3. Your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns.
And I like how they did this.
Yes.
Where they actually did Roman's win right, and you had people cheering for him. And Roman did it on his own, which is what you want.
It is what you want.
I mean, it's like, it's nice that Dean's there. It's great that, you know, they get to be buddies on TV and everything. But it's like, you need to see if Roman can get it done on his own. You need to see if Dean can get it done on his own. This is a good test of that. Although, congratulations to Roman Reigns. We'll be getting super laid in about 35 other fictional universes.
Just like Dean did last night. They did this. It took every obstacle in the world, but they got Roman Reigns over. They did.
Yeah, it. You know they're desperate when they're throwing Hunter and Vince at him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they needed to. Here's the thing. There wasn't enough star power for him to go through from the regular crew. So no. You needed outside help to get him over. And we've talked about it before. We talked about it on WTR. We talked about it on the Rack. We talked about it on this show. You need other people to help Roman get over. And when you're lacking star power, you gotta go to a Vince McMahon and a Triple H. And Vince McMahon and Triple H, back-to-back nights, sold for Roman Reigns. Got him over to the point where people cared about the finish of this match.
Yeah, people were into it. They were excited. Everybody, you know, all the reactions I'm pretty much seeing are, oh yes, finally Roman Reigns is champion. So, you know, it's kind of sucks that he got a second win on a Raw, but it's like, it was the right moment. They had timed it perfectly. Very well done on their part.
Roman needed the win. They needed the babyface to have his belt. The babyface has his belt. It's up to the babyface now to deliver with the belt.
Yes. Now you have to prove yourself. So, do the thing.
Do the thing. So I hope this was the right move at the right time. You had to get the belt off of Sheamus. There was no way Sheamus could be the guy going forward. He's not the guy. He was the transitional guy. Roman is now going probably into WrestleMania as champion. There's no way you should not take the belt off of him beforehand.
No, now you let him have the run with the title.
Now you gotta
wait for Rollins to come back.
Now you gotta build up a heel. Gotta get people to throw at him. You got Sheamus one more time, but you gotta get other people ready for Roman, because Roman needs opponents.
Yep.
So, there you go. This was a fun and exciting Monday Night Raw that ends with Roman Reigns standing upon his empire as WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This Thursday, though, we're back live for the first and only time this month, but it's the Rack.
That's right, we're back. The Rack Does Europe has returned, and, well, we have news, we have notes, we're going to be talking TLC. We'll let you know what happened, who won, who lost. We'll give you our in-depth commentary on it. You don't want to miss that. To everybody that listened to our awesome interview with Ethan Carter III, thank you so much. If you haven't heard it, if you'd like to hear it, go to rackradioshow.com/ and go to the archive section. It is available for your listening pleasure in the archive section.
Yes, and we will also break down everything that goes down at NXT TakeOver London.
Yes, and we will be covering that as well. Plus, don't forget, y'all, Ask the Rack is next week, so make sure that you send us your questions so we can get those on the show.
Hashtag Ask the Rack, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward, media at wildtalkradio.com. We'll give more details on the live show Thursday. At Rack Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter. RackRadioShow.com, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday Night Midnight Edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last week's episode where we talk video games, Sinatra, and a little bit of holidays with Mr. Holiday himself, Lil Jabber. So check it all out. CB Radio, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob. Sunday, Tim Stein, Mason Omega will recap everything goes down the week in pro wrestling on Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday night. And we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWARD, and go to my website, sickworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at thehands.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to PW Manian Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling figure needs. So she's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack Live, and back here next Monday night live for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.